1-800-387-3637.
Anything you'd like. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. We also have Skype. You can Skype us over at username lrn.fm. Just send your user request and we'll approve you. It'll be easy for you to connect to us from that point on. The us includes Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to get right back into your calls here tonight. We've been talking about a variety of different things. So we kind of hit on gay marriage and also these ridiculous morality clauses. We talked about those early on. In addition to that, jury nullification has just come up as a discussion with one mayor in San Diego, Mayor Bob Filner, injecting himself in a federal criminal case against the operator of a medical marijuana dispensary. This story coming from NBC San Diego. And I love this story because, not because it's a politician doing the right thing, and that hardly ever happens, but kudos to him for doing that. But I love it because it's talking about jury nullification, and it's somebody in a position of power advocating jury nullification, which is even more rare, which is, of course, where you, as a juror, have the power to judge a case based on your conscience, meaning even if all of the evidence in the case is clear cut, even if, you know, the guy got caught with 10 pounds of marijuana red-handed, you know, there's no doubt that the facts are what the facts are, you can still vote not guilty. And it doesn't matter that the judge tells you things like in closing, or not closing, but the judge's jury instructions, where the judge will read off a 20-minute long, several pages worth of instructions to the jury, where the judge will say things like, you must apply the law as I have instructed you, as he did in the recent Rich Paul case of our friend Rich Paul, who's facing 81 years in prison for selling some marijuana. It doesn't matter what the judge says. It doesn't matter what phraseology he uses to make it sound like you have to do what he says, because that's what they'll do in, you know, the other 49 states and even here in New Hampshire. Judges don't like to talk about jury nullification. Now, thankfully, in New Hampshire, we actually, thanks to some of the Free State Project people that have been elected, had a law passed that enshrines the right to discuss jury nullification in a courtroom. We're still kind of, there's still kind of a struggle, I guess, over what the judges have to say during jury instructions about jury nullification. That's one of the issues at hand in the Rich Paul case, which is, again, our friend who's facing that 81-year sentence. If you'd like to help out Rich Paul, by the way, there's a fundraiser going on right now. You can go to richpaul.freetalklive.com and contribute to this fundraiser to help him appeal his case. He is, you know, a jury, unfortunately, did not nullify in his case. They did not find him not guilty. They found him guilty. And when asked outside of the courtroom why they didn't make history, because Rich Paul never hurt anybody, he just sold some pot, why they didn't choose to make history and nullify the case, one of the jurors said, we didn't want to break the law. And that shows me that either this person didn't understand jury nullification or didn't care about it. Now, obviously he doesn't speak for all of the 12.
Well, no, or they took the judge's word. I think probably You can take a look at study after study, and people tend to bow to authority.
It's true.
Who has the most authority in a courtroom? The person in the, you know, black muumuu. That's the person who has the most authority. So when that person gives instructions like, you've got to apply the law as I say, and then a lawyer says something that's other than that,
people are going to believe the man in the robe.
Right.
Sure.
The judge essentially broke the law in this circumstance.
So what I'm telling
you, by the way, he will not go to jail because, of course,
right,
when these folks pass these laws, they don't pass laws with punishments on themselves.
So that's what I want to make clear. It doesn't matter what the man in the robe says. You have the right to nullify bad laws as a juror, and that's what this mayor is encouraging people to do, and he's a hero for doing it. Let's go to Wolf. He's calling from Bozeman, Montana. Wolf, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Perfect subjects on what you've got going on, so I'll start with the jury nullification. Here in Park County, which is the adjacent county, a judge made a motion in limine, or the attorney did, to limit it. And in that, they said you cannot bring up jury nullification, the U.S. Constitution, the Montana Constitution, or your religious faith. These literally were part of the 17 points that this defendant couldn't use. Now, to understand, to show you what kind of power we have, we're recalling that judge and that prosecutor. Okay, the county attorney. Yeah, we have filed the. I wrote the recall petition. I've given it to Park County residents because I don't live in that county, and we are going to put it on the ballot, and we're going to recall their sorry rear end.
How many signatures do you need for a recall?
Park County is really small. It's 15% of 11,000, so roughly around 1,500 to 1,600 signatures. Yeah, there's that many pissed off people in Park County, so trust me,
Just to clarify, does the recall go on a ballot, or is the recall like instantly that person's done?
Here's how it works. We have a petition that the people sign. We turn that petition into the clerk of court or the county recorder. They make sure that the names are actual registered voters. If the number is met of actual registered voters, it goes immediately on a ballot for the entire county to vote on. And if the county votes that person out, they're gone. Period. They cannot run for that office again. Okay.
So that'd be great. They'll run for another office, though.
They can go and do whatever they want. I mean, it's, you know, but the bottom line is we can fire them, and we're going to over here. We're going to do that as best we can, and we're going to just flood the state of Montana with recalls for every judge that violates the law. For your friend, please let him know that the very first jury nullification was in 1794, in which it made it very clear. The Supreme Court said a jury may decide on the facts of the case and the law that goes with it. And in the state of Montana...
Well, jury nullification goes back way further than that.
In this country, under this Constitution.
If we talk just strictly our Constitution, so that they can't say, well, you're pulling up common law. No, there are 1,600 cases in the history of the United States in which jury nullification has made it clear. And the judge can't say anything about it. The judge, and that's why we're recalling this judge. And
it's a heroic effort, and I hope it works out for you. It sounds like you've got a lot of confidence.
If you do it right, you fight them with their fire, you can win. And the second thing on this gay marriage, do you know what the reason why a state is involved in marriage?
As I understand it, it was due back in the Civil War times to keep blacks from marrying whites,
specifically black men.
That's correct, but that argument now meets the racist argument, so therefore it can't be used. The real reason a state is involved in a marriage is so when there is a death or divorce, there could be a division of property, and the courts can get their due.
Well, the state's involved in marriage for control reasons. I mean, you could have a contract written up between two individuals that specifies division of property and then have any arbiter handle that contract. The state's not necessary to separate property from people.
If you have children, yes, they are. If you have property, the state can then step in and say, well, there are taxes.
No, the state's not necessary. You can have a private arbitrator over your marriage that can make decisions like that. There's no reason to have the concept of the state involved in marriage.
I agree. There isn't. But that's what they do. Try to go through a divorce
what they do.
Where there's property or stuff. Yeah. So, you know, folks, keep up the good fight. Don't give up. There are people out here who are fighting this. I wish you'd bring your project from, you know, New Hampshire over here to Montana, because we got a lot of freedom-loving people here.
Yeah, well, we've already got almost 1,000 people to pick up and move. I mean,
yeah. Sorry, it's too late, Wolf. Yeah. But appreciate your call tonight.
that bullet has been fired out of the chamber.
Yeah, appreciate hearing from you though. At 855-450-FREE. Of course, he's talking about the Free State Project, the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving people all to the same place. And Montana, was it one of the 10 states? I know Wyoming was. I presume Montana was.
Montana was one of the 10 states for the Free State Project, but it didn't show up real high on the
rankings.
Mercatus Center's rankings of free estates.
Well, I don't think it showed up very high on the vote of the Free State Project either, if I'm recalling correctly. I think Wyoming was number two.
New Hampshire was number one by a long shot.
New Hampshire was number one by a long shot because it's arguably the best place for achieving more freedom.
It was rated at the time as number one free estate by the Mercatus Center.
believe the Mercatus Center was rating things.
I believe they did. At the time of the vote, I'm going to go ahead and check that because
that's interesting.
I believe.
Well, yeah, I haven't heard about that. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control, and that's not the reason why New Hampshire won. New Hampshire won for over 101 reasons, which are listed over at freestateproject.org. It's great. 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire there. If you love liberty, if you love the state, you can just stay right where you are. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Cerederm. Cerederm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Cerederm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Cerederm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Cerederm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. We do this thing seven nights a week, by the way. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on there. We've got a bunch of archives and the news updates and mobile site. I mean, it's all free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away, so enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Another great site to check out, schoolsucksproject.com. It's a podcast, it's a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. And you can register and get your account, participate in the forums, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of really useful archives. SchoolSucksProject.com is their site. I am a fan of the show. I put it on LRN.FM, which is my little internet network that I like to program with great liberty-oriented programs, and School Sucks has been on there for a long time. They do great. Great stuff there. SchoolSucksProject.com. As we continue, you can bring up whatever you would like, and we go to Leo, listening in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Leo.
Hey, great show, man.
Welcome.
I've been looking into jury nullification for a while, and that little discourse you had, and the guy that just called in is, I like seeing that kind of stuff happen in our country. It's inspiring. I just had a question. I started an organization that has to do, well, right now it's focusing on Second Amendment rights, but it's been suggested to me a couple of times to go with a 501c3, to do create a 501c3 so that people can donate tax-free to my cause. Caden?
Okay. That's an advantage.
I've had, you know, other people say, you know, that's not such a good idea because then you can't do whatever it is you want to do. And I don't know that much about it. I've had men that are businessmen say, hey, you should just go for this because, you know, you have people that want to help you out. And, you know, they'd be more willing to open their wallets and help you out if you had a 501c3.
Yeah, that's definitely the pitch on the 501c3. Now, I suppose you could do it in a different way. You could start a church up, and then the church could accept donations for people. And from what I've read, that if you're a church and people donate and you're not a 501c3, that they can still deduct that from their taxes, that it's a myth that people can't do that. I don't know if that applies to other charities that aren't 501c3, but I don't think it does. So maybe that's a workaround for you. Because I share the concern that, you know, that getting a 501c3 is like asking the government for permission to exist, for permission to do the charitable work that you'd like to do.
Yeah, and that's my whole thing is the whole purpose. The name of the organization is Lightmasters.us or Lightmasters of Eastern Oregon, and we have a website, Lightmasters.us. And right now, for the last several months, we've been focusing solely on the Second Amendment, but we want to get into other things. And the whole purpose of our existence really is to, you know, we were beginning to get into Agenda 21 here locally, and that all has to do with, you know, things that the federal government is doing that it shouldn't be. And so now we're gonna, you know, I have this struggle internally. Well, you know, if these guys are right, then it looks like I can be more successful in getting the money I need to operate if I went 501c3, but there's something in me that's holding back saying, you know what, I just don't want to take money from the federal government.
Plus the time, you're not taking money from the federal government, you're preventing...
Well, I mean not taking money, but taking, I don't want to, like you said, ask permission where none's required.
Right, and this is really, you know, the end of the story here is that 501c3 status can be an arduous thing to get granted. Mm. It can be very difficult. It can take a lot of time and energy. And then once you did get it, the people that were supposed to give you these large donations may or may not. You just don't know.
It's true. Leo, good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, and it's an attractive thing for people, like this idea that there's going to be more money in it for them if they jump through these governmental hoops. And I think you're right, Mark.
Idea.
Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I mean, because maybe if the people you're marketing to with the ideas of your organization. In this case, you know, he says pro-Second Amendment, whatever other issues he wants to bring up. If the people you're marketing to don't, you know, really like the federal government very much, then it probably won't matter very much whether or not you're a 501c3. But if you're marketing to, like, the average person who is obediently filling out their taxes, maybe then it would be valuable to have the 501c3. But
as I understand it, you can avoid such a problem simply by selling advertising. Maybe you have a newsletter or something like that, that essentially if somebody wanted to donate to you, that they could... It's, you know, if they've got a business and it doesn't take much to have a sole proprietorship, they can advertise that business through your organization, and then that money comes off, instead of off the bottom line, it comes off the top line.
Meaning the person who would be donating would be also getting an ad in response?
No,
I'm sorry.
Meaning that they essentially, you know, money trickles down to the bottom line, right? If the money is taken out in advertising costs, or it is deducted in advertising costs, then it never made it to the point where you would get a deduction on it. So
you're saying the person who is donating to this organization that's not a 501c3 would be able to put it in as a advertising cost, and that would somehow be deductible?
It would be deductible if they had a business, yep.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't understand any of that stuff because I don't do the tax thing. But I get what you're. I guess I understand where you're coming from. 855, 450, free.
I do the advertising thing for a living. That's my understanding of how it works.
Okay, and you do the tax thing too, which I have virtually no experience with. Let's go to John, listening in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hi, thanks. I was wondering if you guys are in favor of anti-discrimination law, because that appears to be what gay rights advocates are looking for with regard to hospital visitation. As far as I can tell, and I've been looking at this for 6 months to a year, there's no law anywhere that prevents a hospital from allowing visitation of a gay partner. So it appears that what gay rights advocates are asking is that hospitals be forced to have visitation for their partners.
Well, aren't the rules that hospitals won't allow people who aren't direct family to visit in certain circumstances?
There's no law that says that, but hospitals, you know, outside the law, hospitals are free to make their own policies.
Sure, and in this case of the policy,
as far as I know, most hospitals are very good at allowing gay visitation across the country.
I couldn't tell you, and I imagine that they're responding to a hole in the marketplace in there, and I think that's a great thing for them to do. But if a hospital says, and I, you know, I've never wanted to spend the night in a hospital, but maybe I would want to. If a hospital says that only, you know, a spouse or direct family member can stay, and you can't get married because you're, you know, a homosexual couple, then that does seem like discrimination.
Yeah, it does. John, thanks for the call, man. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you would like. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More on the mayor who supports jury nullification openly. We'll talk about that here, and also you can bring up anything. Take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net, spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. And you can interact. The cam is also connected on the same page as our chat room, so you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. And it's all free, so go to cam.freetalklive.com to experience it. That, again, is cam.freetalklive.com.
We were talking about Bitcoins in the last hour, and if you've got some Bitcoins, you've acquired some Bitcoins, you've heard about Bitcoins, you might want to go to BitcoinStore.com. BitcoinStore.com's got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They're among them consumer electronics, because they've got a great relationship with Ingram Micro, the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, and they've got their products at a 0% markup. That's wholesale. You can get consumer electronics wholesale at BitcoinStore.com. Why in the world would a store go and sell their products at wholesale? Lots of stores say they do. But why would a store, in fact, do it? Well, in order to get some name recognition, and because they ideologically believe that Bitcoins are a superior form of currency than the fiat currencies that we have today, like the U.S. dollar, the euro, the ruble, those kind of things. Go take a look, because that's what the truth is at BitcoinStore.com. They don't accept rubles or dollars or euros or any of those things. They only accept Bitcoins, but you can get the best prices on consumer electronics there. And it's really the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items, BitcoinStore.com.
Right back into your calls about what you want, and then more about the heroic mayor standing up for jury nullification. Kyle is on the line listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Charleston. Hey, Kyle.
How are you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, like if you're moving from one country to another, and you actually, if you marry, like, say, an American, what the American opinion on it is, getting a job here, you've gotten a university degree from another country, especially with the economic crisis as bad as it is. So what's the American opinion on someone coming from another country, marrying an American, and then, you know, sort of working on their citizenship and already pretty much have a promise to a job when they never studied school in America and they've never actually been here?
Well, I don't know what – I mean, obviously I can't speak for all Americans. I can only speak for me.
Sure.
So my opinion is, come on, people should come here and make a better life for themselves, and they should do whatever it takes to get here. And if getting married is the easiest road to being here, then I support it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, perhaps there's some snobbery about, American universities, but I suspect that they tend to, it tends to be based on sort of first world, second world, third world snobbery. Any degree that came from probably any other westernized nation would be considered acceptable, whereas, as I understand, you know, some degrees from, say, the Russia or even third world countries, that they have to go through school once they get here. I think it's disgusting, but that's the way it is. And it really, what there should be is accreditation, worldwide accreditation of colleges. That way they can be accepted across international borders.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good, Kyle. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I appreciate your opinion. You guys have a lovely night.
Cheers. Please. Very good, sure. You too. Cheers. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Gene is the Christian anarchist, or one of them, and he's in Tennessee. Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about stupid laws.
There's plenty of those to go around.
There are so many.
We only have a segment for you, Gene.
Okay, well, I'm going to focus on one stupid law. But before I do, I wanted to say jury nullification was the first thing I ever got involved with in the liberty movement after reading Lysander Spooner's An Essay on the Trial by Jury in 1977.
Okay.
And I actually had a little publication published in that I wrote in the local newspaper about it. Someday maybe I'll email you a copy of it. The stupid law I want to talk about is the move over law. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It's when —
tell me more. What is that?
It's when there's a an emergency vehicle alongside the road, you're supposed to move over, give them some room. So if you've got two lanes, you're going to call the fast lane lane number one, the slow lane is lane number two, and then you've got the shoulder where supposedly either a police officer has somebody pulled over, which is the most likely case, or other emergency vehicle on the shoulder. You're supposed to move from lane two to lane one to give them extra room, because some of these cops actually were stupid enough to get themselves run over by cars because they weren't paying attention.
It does happen. It's a real danger for police officers, and I think that it should be taken into consideration when somebody's pulled over. That should be important enough to create a road hazard, because that's what that is. When somebody's sitting on the side of the road flashing these really bright multicolored lights and walking along the side of the road, sometimes in conditions that are difficult in which to see them, they are a road hazard, and it shouldn't be for some victimless crime that, really people are better left alone on. It ought to be for a good reason.
Okay, but what I'm talking about is the unintended consequences. See, these things always have unintended consequences. It sounded like a pretty reasonable law, correct? But I've noticed driving on the freeway, these truck drivers will see something up ahead, and it doesn't have to be a police car. It could be an old abandoned car with the red sticker on the window. You've seen those alongside the road. They've probably been there 3 or 4 days. These truck drivers will move over and cut people off that are going, 10, 15 miles an hour faster than them, make them slam on their brakes, and almost cause an accident. Well, actually, we know a very good friend of ours was in an accident. That's the exact scenario. The car's moved over. The car next to her didn't have, was moving over to get out of the way of the truck that was moving over, and ran her into the center rail.
Damn.
She totaled her car out. She fortunately lived through it.
Thank goodness.
That's a freeway accident, and I've seen, driving the freeway myself, so many incidents like that where those guys will move over for something that they really don't even need to move over for. And even for the cop...
And it's all because of the law.
Yeah, and even the laws in most states say that you don't necessarily have to move over, but you either have to move over or slow down. So they have the option of staying in their lane and slowing down.
Yeah, but the thing is that people... It's the perception of the law that matters, because most people don't read the laws.
Well, right, and how are you supposed to know all the laws in all the 50 states? I mean, if they know that one state has a draconian law on this, they're probably just going to behave that way in most places, just to stay on the safe side.
And most of these truck drivers have taken this to such an extreme now. Like I say, they'll pull over for a car that's got a red sticker on it, that nobody's been around it for 3 days, and they pull over. So a lot of times, I mean, I see these guys pulling over for some dumb thing up ahead that they don't have to, and I'll just switch lanes into the lane number two and pass the truck with that crazy car with the red sticker parked next to me. I mean, they're creating hazards, and I think these truck drivers need to start to wise up, because
well, I think that truck drivers are by and far the safest drivers on the road.
No,
I mean,
they were the ones that caused this accident. I just gave you an example of
one person caused that accident, one driver, and you know, there are a lot of professional drivers out there, and by and far the amount of hours they log on the road, it's a hell of a lot more than the average person, and they're a lot safer.
It's those professional drivers that I'm addressing right now. You guys need to re-examine your lane change scenario, because you're changing lanes when you don't have to. I've seen it 50 times at least in the last couple of months.
All right, Gene, appreciate the call. I guess we'll see what they have to say to you, because I imagine some of them are listening here tonight at 855-453.
If you're thinking about radio.
If you're a professional driver, we will put your call on first. If you've got a response to Gene the Christian Anarchist, I think it's kind of insulting to the professional drivers out there who by and far are the safest drivers on the road. I mean, just by and far. That's why they're professionals. I mean, they're out there for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours every single week. And I imagine most of them are very cautious when they do a lane change to make sure that they're not crushing some little car or whatever that happens to be.
I would hope they were. I mean, they have to make a lot of lane changes in that circumstance.
Are some of them maybe playing it a little too safe based on certain rules that they feel might be imposed by the state? That's certainly a possibility, but who can blame them? They're targeted by the state more often than everybody else.
That much is true. This is one of the things with these red light cameras, is you'll often see that they actually, accidents increase with the installation of red light cameras. So, I mean, you know, laws can have unintended consequences.
All right, if you're on the road, or whether you're on the road or not, you want to respond to that, you're welcome to do so at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also take control here, and you can bring us anything you want. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition are next.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost to their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this live Saturday edition. You can still take control here at 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. In addition, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can also join us online, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can get a free bumper sticker and other downloadables that you can help spread Free Talk Live with, like web banners and graphics or flyers you can print out. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn about all that and get connected with whatever it is you think is most useful. That's promote.freetalklive.com to help promote Free Talk Live.
If you've thought about getting into gold or silver as a, either a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, it's hard to say. Each person gets in for different reasons. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have some great offers there in gold and silver, different choices that are designed to meet all those needs, whether it's investment or barter currency or a hedge against inflation. Just go check them out. I think our newest and greatest offer is the Valcombi bar, which is a 50-gram bar that is scored into 1-gram pieces. So you can break off a piece if you want to do business with it. It's really neat, and of course it's gold, so it's beautiful. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we put the call out for professional drivers to call in and respond to Gene, the Christian anarchist, who was calling in to kind of rake them over the coals, some of them, for doing things that he thought was that he thinks are unsafe on the road. And I think he's kind of taking it personal because he knows somebody who was in an accident having to do with this. The idea being changing lanes away from someone that's been pulled over on the side of the road. He suggested that he's seen them do it when it's just an old abandoned car on the side of the road. And he suggests that this means that it's dangerous for the people in that other lane. I said I think that professional drivers are the safest drivers on the road and that most of them are very cautious about what they're doing. But let's see what the drivers themselves have to say. We'll go to John listening in North Dakota in the Tioga area to KTGO. Hey, John.
Hey. Greetings from Saudi Arabia to Midwest.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, we're in the big oil patch out here. Probably more commercial vehicles on any given mile of highway here than about anywhere in the country.
All right.
And I've been a professional driver since 96, I think. And,
thanks for your service.
Hey, no problem. the general approach that most of us drivers take to any vehicle on the shoulder is courtesy and caution. I'm terribly sorry about Gene's friend. That's just tragic. But if the vehicle's on the side of the road, you don't know if somebody's in it, if somebody's standing in front of it, and the gravel we throw up off the road, the rain we throw up off the road, the turbulence from the wind going by, if the lane is open to my left, I always move to the left, whether it's an emergency vehicle or any vehicle, just out of courtesy and caution. Yeah, there's a lot of guys who do take it too far, but so often, if there's a broken down vehicle or something like that on the shoulder, it's best to move over.
Yeah, all good reasons. I mean, anytime you're changing lanes, it's going to be, you know, a risk involved for a smaller car. And
it shouldn't be taken. It's a risk that shouldn't be taken lightly.
I imagine you guys are well aware of that and attempt to change lanes with some reasonable caution.
I do at any rate. And but I think the biggest problem is that in getting a driver's license, there is no education whatsoever about, as a kid, getting into your car, how to behave around big trucks. You know, everybody gets their license at 16, 17 years old, whatever, and there's no education whatsoever about the distance they require to stop, the distance they require to accelerate. Sure. If you pull out in front of me, I can probably bring it to a stop, but it's going to take me 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, if there's any kind of a grade in front of me, if I have any kind of a load on, to re-accelerate. And,
people think that a truck's going to drive the exact same way as their little car, and they're mistaken.
If they're worried about the environment and all those kind of things, jumping out in front of a truck is a lot bigger deal than getting out in front of a car, because it uses a lot more fuel to get that thing going.
John, thanks for calling in tonight. Drive safe out there. Appreciate hearing from you. And let's go to Bill, listening in Bozeman, Montana. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Here in Montana, I don't believe it's the law that you have to pull over for a pullover vehicle. You are supposed to for an emergency vehicle. But my company puts us through a training system run by a company called Smith System, and they claim if you follow their system, you're going to be in less accidents. And that's one thing they teach with any vehicle that's pulled over, that you're supposed to, if safe, to move to the inner lane. And I agree with that. To try to make a decision way ahead of time, whether it's necessary or not, whether that vehicle has a sticker on it, doesn't have that car owner right by the car trying to move the car. I'm going to make that decision at the last moment when I can see that there's a sticker on the car and it's abandoned.
That sounds like a bad idea.
I do wonder about that advice, though, because I guess what you're weighing is what's the danger of a truck changing lanes to the left versus what's the danger of a car being on the side of the road. And I don't know what the statistics are, and I hope that this Smith company has weighed those out, but it does seem like trucks changing lanes is a pretty big deal.
Yes, but we change lanes anyway, and
all the time.
We have to change lanes safely. And I've also learned, not from the Smith system but otherwise, that the reason like police officers get hit and everything like that, especially by drunks, is that when you look at something, you tend to veer toward it.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime people look at a vehicle pulled to the right, they tend to veer toward it. If they're
And if they're drunk, then they'll veer even further, right?
Away. If they're tired or they've been drinking, they're going to hit it. They'll hit the person.
Mm. Interesting.
It's just, like you said, you have to weigh the dangers. The way to not hit a vehicle on the side or someone on the side is to pull over to the next lane, and you will not hit them then.
I guess that's the truth.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's interesting. The road is the most dangerous place in America.
True.
And you've got to take it seriously. You've got to keep an eye out. And, I think that the professional drivers are out there. They drive really big devices. So they're obvious and that kind of thing. But I think we all have a responsibility to drive in a safe fashion. I think that lane change is a bigger deal for a truck than it is for a car. That much is true. There's a lot of things we can do in order to make it a safer experience for everybody. But what I'm really holding out for is that Google driverless car technology, because I think it's going to change things dramatically. There's still going to be accidents with it, but can you imagine like how much more less costly trucking will be when trucks can drive themselves and it just has to have somebody in it for emergency situations, that kind of thing. These people can drive longer, so therefore you won't have that 10-hour restriction that's going on.
Maybe. Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's probably going to happen in our lifetime, I would imagine. Not sure how soon.
They're testing them out now, and the only time...
But the state's going to get in the way, so, you know, it's going
to
be...
States have been trying to get these things on the road. Nevada and California have been trying to pass laws to make it easier for them. The Google driverless car has had one accident, and somebody hit it. That was the last I saw.
So, speaking of California, a little bit more about this heroic mayor. His name's Bob Filner, and I'm no fan of politicians, but in this case, the guy's absolutely right. He's arguing for jury nullification to be used in a case of a medical marijuana dispensary raided by the feds. And the article here at NBC San Diego says it's a bold, brash move that's potentially controversial and politically risky for a mayor, but that's not atypical of this former Freedom Rider who actually served 2 months of jail time in Mississippi during the early years of the Civil Rights era. So this guy's more than your average politician. He's somebody who's actually stood up for something in the past. Because normally politicians aren't known for having any fortitude. They're not known for having any courage.
Many people who were in the civil rights movement, into the civil rights movement, have managed to go on and get political careers.
Filner told reporters at downtown district court complex Monday, quote, this is way overdoing it. When local laws, state laws don't allow, or when they do allow compassionate use of medical marijuana, someone should not be going through this stage of prosecution for trying to help people have access to medical marijuana. He spoke after attending pretrial hearing for Ronnie Chang, a San Marcos man busted along with more than a dozen marijuana collective and dispensary operators countrywide in late 2009. The case is now heading to trial, expected to begin this fall. And this mayor is coming out, and he's advocating for jury nullification, which I think is awesome because it'll get people talking. It'll get news articles like this one written, news pieces on television produced, and explain, even if in a cursory manner, the idea of jury nullification. And then someone will hear that phrase, they'll Google it, they'll learn more, they'll go to FIJA, FIJA.org, and learn more from the Fully Informed Jury Association about your right as a juror to vote not guilty based on your conscience. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.